Unit 31. In the past, the royalty ruled an aristocratic government. People involved within politics tried anything and everything to make the king abdicate his throne to them. Of course, there were partisans to the royal family as well, and they did the king's errands and officiated in the king's court. Not all royals were amiable people. Some kings would flounder completely, and their countries would pay the price for it. Some kings would ignore grave perils in their countries and focus only on ostentatious shows for themselves to enjoy. Some were such capricious kings that their subjects never knew what they would do next. Many rebels would assemble together in secret meetings to think of ways to get rid of a tyrant king. Even if the king demanded compulsory measures to control rioting, secret rebels were always present. But not all kings and queens were tyrants. Good parenting is conducive to producing a fair and just king. Some royalties were so diffident that they were almost too nice and could not do a good job as the ruler of their country. These sort of kings and queens did not rule for a long time and were merely short interludes of the long and complicated history of aristocracy. But whether it was a good or bad king that ruled, his thoughts and actions no doubt permeated his subjects' thoughts and ways of life.